current events update. The 2020 election. How did you know I would bring that up? I just want to say, just pray, because the votes, the legal votes have been cast, and we want every legal vote to be counted.
Amen.
And
legal.
Legal vote. And also keep in mind that, you know, there are a lot of Christians, a few million Christians who didn't vote. Some of them didn't vote because they're kooky. They're goofballs. I know a couple of them personally. I love them, but they're stupid. And they think that their vote doesn't count. Then there are some Christians who don't vote because they are terrible. They have a terrible hermeneutic with the scripture, and they don't interpret it properly, and they interpret it in such a way that says they should not vote. And they think that there's some that are like hardcore, extreme Calvinist types, and so they think that God is in control of everything, so why vote? And I've always said they should, their theme song, and they should have this in their hymnal, a wonderful old hymn by Doris Day. Que sera, sera, whatever will be, will be. But, you know, I'm not going to get into all the stuff, the legal stuff going on, everything. You can go to Newsmax TV and get all the information on that, or OANN.com, or America's Voice is another source I'd recommend. And the joy of my salvation rests on Jesus alone.
Amen.
Not on any president. Certainly not any political party. And I've tried to repeat over and over. We talk about politics because the politics has become so wicked. The politicians and the parties are making wickedness a part of their platform. So that's why we have to talk about it. But I registered Republican to vote for a particular man who ended up dropping out of the race in 2016. Otherwise, I am an independent. We have a congressman, Steve Stivers, and I have only voted for him this last time around, and I really question whether I was going to. He's a Republican, but he's not a very good congressman. And there are other people I know, good Christian people, who they didn't vote straight ticket. They voted for one or two people and left a lot of them blank. And so anyway, just say that to remind everybody that the joy of our salvation rests on Jesus. And America committing national suicide has no effect on eternity. When you legislate and legalize, I was going to say killing babies, the abortion thing. That's not law, by the way. That's never been legislated. That was an illegal thing done by the Supreme Court, and it was packed with progressives and liberals. And you need to understand, if you don't already, that they lie. That's what they do. And they pretended to find a right to abortion in the 14th Amendment. It's a total hogwash. I've watched legal professors laugh about it because they know it's hogwash. And that's why they're scared of the Amy Coney Barrett nomination, that they would throw it back to the states. It wouldn't make abortion illegal. It would simply throw it back to the states where it belongs. And then if New York and California and Illinois and states like that wanted to kill their babies, they could continue to do so. But if Ohio and Tennessee and Texas and a few places like that didn't want to, then they wouldn't have to. That's all that would happen if Roe v. Wade were overturned. But my thoughts on this, though, in closing on this little discussion, I'm keeping it short, but you can go back and watch the tape. I told everybody 4 years ago that I saw whoever, this is going back before Trump was the nominee for the Republican Party, if anybody could defeat Hillary, it would be a four-year reprieve. And so when it came down to Donald Trump being the nominee, we had no expectation that he would win. And in the 4 years that Donald Trump has been president, we have not agreed with everything he's done. But he's a far cry from what you're about to experience. And we've disagreed with, and I think possibly his loss could come down to some things he did that were wrong, including the Israeli peace agreements, where he, behind the scenes, basically forced Israel to give up land for peace. That's huge. And then there are other things that I think he did wrong, and I've talked about that as it's happened. So what do? We just stay the course. We're not a Trump campaign headquarters, and we just hate the idea of a president that is going to be as wicked as what we're about to get. Well, and then if he, however long he survives, and we get Kamala Harris, as you said downstairs, and the judges, not just the three Supreme Court judges, but the judges across the board, all the federal judges that have been placed on the bench by Donald Trump, is literally going to save people from being destroyed. And the longer that this left wing has power, it looks like the Republicans are going to hold the Senate, which will keep them from being able to pass a lot of the laws that they would pass to control you. The left in this country wants to control your thoughts. They want to control your language. They call it hate crimes when you say something they don't like. They want to control your children. They would do totally away with parental homeschooling if they could do it. There's all kinds of things like that that affect us as Christians. And you can thank God that it looks like the Senate will still remain Republican, and that is what we call gridlock. And as we talked about it downstairs, all the left-wing nut jobs cry about gridlock. Gridlock is your friend. Gridlock is good. Gridlock was designed into the system. It was baked into the cake by the founding fathers. They, even the ones who weren't Christians, like Thomas Jefferson said, that he knew men are wicked and they're evil. And he talked about chaining them down by the Constitution. That's a wonderful image. And so all the efforts to push us down the slide of leftism, Marxism, and all these Orwellian newspeak laws will be slowed tremendously by the fact that just the Senate itself is Republican. And it'll cause gridlock. And if something does go through, even on a state level, you can go to the courts. And because you have constitutionalists on the Supreme Court now as a majority, and you have constitutionalists throughout the federal system, if they're constitutionalists, they won't allow those laws to stand. But you have to understand, and I'll say this in closing, the left hates our Constitution. Their whole purpose is to destroy that document so that they can just do what they want. They are chained by that Constitution from doing what they want. They want to be freed from that Constitution. Or just suspend it altogether, or make it meaningless. And nothing changes the fact that He is risen.
Amen.
That's our main focus. Our purpose in life is to actually know God and enjoy Him
forever,
and preach His gospel to the lost.
Amen.
Don't preach to those who will hear it and then move on. But there's a lot of people out there who have never heard a good, simple, sound, biblical gospel presentation. They need to hear that. And Paul says in Colossians 3:1, if ye then be risen with Christ, Seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Amen?
Amen.
All right, so with that, let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for your blessings, your mercy, so much that you've done beyond the wonderful salvation you provided. And we don't deserve any of it. And we're thankful for your love. We thank you for the way you take care of us. And even though in this life we are appointed once to die and then the judgment, you have made a way that death is not the end and eternal life is found in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We pray for those today who are troubled by what's going on in the world, that they would be settled with the peace that passes all understanding by knowing Jesus, the true God and Savior, who died for our sins and rose again, conquering sin and death. We do pray for the thing, whatever is going on, all the legal stuff going on with this election and the transition taking place, different people coming to power, and all these, most all of these positions, the people holding them make decisions that affect our lives. And so we pray for them, that they will be bound by our Constitution and they will make good decisions. And if any of them have evil intentions, that they will be thwarted. And we pray for just the future, as long as you tarry, as long as you leave us here, that you will enable us and empower us to live lives according to your word, preaching your gospel to the lost. And Lord, we're ready to go. We pray you come quickly. Bless our time as we study this evening and help us all to be able to focus in this wonderful little book. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen.